Hey there, mamas, and welcome back to the new Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I am Aliza Saeed, the Mama Marriage Coach, and welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, welcome. And if you are not new here, you might be wondering what happened to our episode last week. So it's actually the first time that there was no episode out. And I always kind of debate how much of behind the scenes you listeners would like to hear, because for some people I know it's kind of interesting and it helps you connect a little bit more to the real me and what's going on. And for some of you, it's just a waste of time and you'd rather not, and you just want us to go straight into whatever it is we're talking about on the episode. So actually, what I would love for you to do is click right down underneath. You can press on my email, or you can press on my Instagram or Facebook, either DM me or email me, and let me know. Tell me, how much of behind the scenes would you like to hear about? Would you like to know what's going on a little bit more than just the topic we're talking about? And while you're in there, while you're in your email or in your DM, DMing me, let me know also what topics are really burning in your heart and in your belly at this time of the year, of the season, that you would love to hear covered here on the podcast. It really helps me when you guys give me feedback and I can hear from you and what's going on. And I love when you share. So thank you to all those that share and that write. I try very hard to read intently every message that is sent and to be able to answer as lovingly and carefully as I can. So please write down below. You don't even have to look all that far. Just hit the email, email me, and let me know how much you like to hear of the behind the scenes and what topics you would like to hear about more on this podcast. So anyways, a lot has been happening here, as you could probably guess. But here we are, and I'm back here this week. If you're new here, you should know that every Tuesday, usually, a new episode is released. Come and join us if you're looking for a place for inspiration, for motivation, for just practical tips, for a holistic way to look at life, for a kind of helplessly optimistic look on motherhood and marriage, and just to recharge your batteries in the beautiful, crazy journey of motherhood and marriage. Today, we are going to be talking about something that might just change the way you see the hard times of life, the good times of life, may just change the way you see life in general. So hang on, we start right after the intro. Hey, and welcome to the new Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I want to help you get out of the overwhelming distance and guide you to reconnect to yourself and to your husband. You know you want things to be different, but you're probably not sure how to make it happen. Well, Mama, you're in the right place. Here we will dive into all the things you need to start loving your life and relationship and start living like soulmates and not roommates anymore. We will dive into motherhood, marriage, communication, holistic inspiration, and practical hacks and tips. Mama, I believe that transformation and deep connection await you. Hi, I'm Aliza Saeed, proud mama and grateful wife, and the Mama Marriage Coach. You too can turn your mess into magic. Come on, Mama, and let's do it together. So, according to Jewish tradition, we read every week a different portion of the Torah, which is our written Bible. And we believe that it's not just talking about past outdated history, but about very present practical guidelines towards life. In this past week's Torah portion that we read, so it speaks all about the 42 different journeys that the Jewish people went through in the desert until they reached the Promised Land. Now, you have to understand that in the Torah, there's nothing that is just written about for no reason. Every letter, every word, every story is so intentful and divinely given, and there's a much deeper reason than just having it there. So when you see 42 different journeys that are really detailed in the Torah, we have to ask ourselves, why is it super relevant and crucial to us? And really, there's so much that we could say about this, but we're going to make it short here. According to Jewish mysticism or Hasidut, all of these journeys aren't just about those years in the desert that the Jewish people went from Egypt until they got to the Promised Land. All those 42 journeys are also about journeys that we, each and every one of us, go through in our lives. Rabbi Nachman, who was a great scholar and Hasidic sage, whose teachings have a huge impact until today, he says that in any journey, whatever journey you're on, and soon we'll say what kind of different journeys you might be on, there are two really important movements that are going on. Now, before we get to those movements, let's understand, what does a journey mean? A person decides that they're going on a journey whenever they decide to do anything in life. When you get married, you're going on a whole new journey. You have a child, there's a whole new journey called parenting. You have another child, there's a whole nother new journey. You start a job, there's a journey of your career. You want to choose a new place to live, there's a journey of learning where is the best place for you to live. What's the best thing for you and your family? Everything that you decide to do in this world can take you on a journey. Someone who all of a sudden wants to become a better person and they go out on this self-discovery, personal development journey, that's also a kind of journey. Now, what are those two different movements that take place in every single journey? In Hasidut, it's called Ratzo Vashov. Now, what does that mean, and what does that have to do with you, and why am I telling you this on a Motherhood and Marriage podcast? Hang on with me. We'll get there. So what is Ratzo Vashov? If we translate it very literally, it means running away and returning to. Or if we make it really simple, let's call it the ups and downs in life. There are times in life where we feel like we are just running away from our goals. Everything we wanted to achieve just seems so far away. And then there are other times where we feel like we're returning back to what we wanted, what we desired, what we're trying to achieve, where we're trying to reach. And then again, we feel like we're running away from our goals. And then these two movements happen again and again. It's like this dance of going closer and coming farther away and going closer and coming farther away. Now, let's think about in life. In nature, we also have these same two movements. When we breathe, we need to breathe in and then we breathe out and empty out ourselves of the air. We breathe in and gather in air and then we breathe out. A plant, in order to grow, needs to first go through a rotting stage. It needs to really rot in the ground in order for it to then be able to grow. Our skin all the time is cells that are dying and new live cells that are coming. It's this dance of new and old, this dance of death and alive, this dance of renewal and emptiness. We need to sleep in order to live. We need to be able to have these times of awake and asleep. We need to eat and then we need to empty ourselves out. This is just a really natural part of life, this ups and downs, these going closer and coming farther away. It's something that is a natural process, a natural movement in everything, in every journey in life. Sometimes we get confused and we think that when we're feeling empty, we feel like we must be on the wrong path. We start asking ourselves some scary questions. Maybe I didn't marry the right man. maybe my child will never learn to XYZ, learn to respect, learn to clean up their toys. Maybe I'll never be able to overcome my anger, and so on and so on. Imagine when you're on this journey of trying to do something and you feel like you've been able to have some kind of improvement, some kind of advancement in this journey. And then you feel like you have come so far away. All of a sudden, you feel like everything that you did has just like somehow dissipated into the air. Those times make us feel really empty. Like, where is all the work that I did? Maybe you feel like you've been working so hard on your marriage, and then you find yourself again in this really hard patch. So sometimes we think that something's wrong with us. Sometimes we think that we didn't do something that we should have done in order to be able to be on this journey towards bliss, happiness, and only joy in this world. But the thing is that emptiness, that running away, that feeling of being in a steep downhill of life is a part of the journey. It's not an afterthought. It's not because you failed. It's not because you should have done it better or in a different way. It's a crucial, beautiful part of the journey. Imagine a dance that the whole dance is just taking steps forward. That would be a pretty boring dance, and it wouldn't have any depth to it. It would be just boring. It would be just steps forward. Each one of these deep dips that we have in our journey, or pits, or really hard times that we have, they're there to allow ourselves to recreate our journey, to reevaluate, who am I? Where am I right now in my journey? Where is it that I want to go? Right, these are the goals that I have. I know where I want to go, and let me recheck that. Let me dive deep again into all those things and see where is it that I'm going now? When we start asking hard questions, when we start feeling that emptiness, then we get to touch the divine. We get to touch what's there when I'm not there. When it's not about me and my ego and how great I'm doing and how great I know how to do everything that I know and whatever. When all of a sudden we're like, oh, wait a minute. What's going on? I thought that I knew what to do. Then all of a sudden we have to touch what's not about me and my pride and what I feel great about myself. It's about knowing how to touch the vulnerable parts inside of me. And then those deep dips that we have will lead us to such an uphill. Today, people try to sell all different crazy dream lives. And I'm sure you've seen these promises online at some time. The key to a perfect marriage, the three steps to having confident kids, all these promises that if you just do one thing, then you are going to get X result forever and ever, and your life will be perfectly solved, and you won't have any other issues from now on and forever on. And you know, this like idea of a complete blissful life, no stress, just happy-go-lucky all the time. Now, I don't want that, and I don't think that you want it either. Because when everything stays just happy and bliss and nothing else, without any pits in the road, it all stays very surface level and shallow, because those pits, or sometimes really deep tunnels that you find yourself in, is what allows you to deepen your journey and live with more connection and more purpose and intent and true inner happiness. And then it also changes the way you see other people's journey. My rule is that when someone is being not nice on the outside, it's because they're going through something not nice on their inside. So when you understand that everybody's life is this up and down, then we're able to have so much more empathy. Now, we all know that life is about ups and downs. So what is this that I'm telling you here? I just want to say this right now, is understanding that it's supposed to be like that. It's not that you did something wrong. It's not that there's something that's not okay with how you're dealing with whatever. It's that life is supposed to have ups and downs, and we just need to learn how to embrace them and how to use them as pedestals to growth. But I just wanted to say that here because we all know that there are ups and downs in life. But I just want to say that we should strive that there should always still be ups and downs in life, and have maybe instead of thinking of it as ups and downs, we can also think of it as this beautiful dance that's going on. So let's go back to how we view other people's journey. When we understand that someone else is going through their pits in the journey, so then we can really understand that we can just meet people with empathy and with connection and not judge them for what's going on. I actually just had this happen to me. I was in a situation where I was very judgy and I was like completely over with someone's behavior. And I was like, that would never happen to me. I would never allow that to happen. And I can't believe that that's what's going on right now. Then a few days later, same exact thing happened to me, because hello, Mrs. Haughty, like, take out the judgment. We all have our ups and downs. We all have our times that things are going great, and we all have our times that things are not going so great. Does that mean that we're allowed to be not nice? No, but it does mean that when someone is going through a hard time, we can embrace it a little bit more. We can understand that they're going through a hard time. That doesn't mean that we have to tolerate any kind of not nice behavior. That doesn't mean that we have to tolerate any kind of abuse, bullying, or any kind of thing like that. That's not what I mean. Don't let anyone portray their pain onto you. But it does help us be able to meet the situation with more empathy. And with more, that's just the word that keeps coming up to me here, with more empathy and with more love, just be able to spread more love. So when we understand that this dance of up and down, close and far, whatever you want to call it, is part of the journey, and it's not something that we inflicted upon ourselves because we weren't a good enough mom or good enough wife or good enough worker or good enough whatever it was, we get to stop judging, we get to stop blaming, and we start empathizing. Sorry about that. So what practical takeaways do I want to leave you with here? First of all, let's be aware that this is a beautiful, crucial part of life. And then we get to scratch the blame, scratch the guilt, and we just really can take responsibility for what needs to take in responsibility, but not blame ourselves for every time something seems that it takes a few steps back. Because when it looks like you've taken a step back in your marriage or your relationship with one of your kids, that pit that you're in is actually a step forward. It's actually helping you go forward in a deeper and more growth-oriented, sounds very formal, but in a really much more connected way. Number two, I would like to encourage you and highly recommend, make a list of a few times in your life, choose a number, that you were in a very dark place. And then I want you to write down why you're thankful for each of those times in your life, and recognize how those pits, how those dips in your journey, how those obstacles, they really were able to help you get to such a higher place in your life. So make a list of dark times and why you are thankful for each and one of those dark times. Number three, the next time you and your husband are having some tension, I want you to remind yourself that you're in a pit, and you can either let yourself fall down or you can help yourself deepen the relationship and make it an opportunity for growth and connection and much deeper love. And then do something with that. If you don't have the right tools to do that, get them. Number four, find someone else who's in a downhill part of their journey, who feels in a really deep pit, and find a way to support them along their way. We mamas, we need to hold our sisterhood, and we all have our ups and downs. We just need to be able to be there to catch each other and be able to hold each other's hands to pull each other out of the pits at times. And there's so many different ways to do that. Be creative. Maybe someone just needs, you know, cookies by their door. I saw you had a hard day. Sending you lots of love. Sometimes that's enough. Maybe someone just needs you to take their kids for a few minutes. Maybe someone just, I don't know, there's endless ways that we could be supportive towards moms. Maybe I'll do a whole episode just on that. Because I think that as mothers, we really need to build our sisterhood and recognize when someone's going through a hard time. Of course, with sensitivity, and do it in a way that will make a person feel supported and not judged. But really, let's just look out for each other and be able to be there for one another. I also really want to encourage you that if you feel like you've been stuck in a pit way too long and you're not sure how to turn that pit into an opportunity for growth, or as I like to say, you don't know how to turn the mess into magic, so feel free to email me right now and let's talk. Let's talk about how we can do it and how we can start turning that dancing, that running away from your goal into something that's going to bring you so much closer to returning to your goal, that retsova shov, and on this journey that you're in life, because we all go through our journeys in life. In this journey that you're in, you'll always be going towards love and towards connection and towards just really good stuff. If you feel like you need help on this journey, if you feel stuck, maybe you feel like your relationship is just not where you want it to be. Since you've had kids, you lost those butterflies. You don't even communicate anymore. Maybe it's just not fun anymore. Whatever it is, I would love to be able to help you and support you on this journey. Maybe you feel like you've lost yourself. Who are you besides being a mother and tending to everyone else's needs? Well, if that sounds familiar, please feel free to email me, mamamarriagecoach@gmail.com, or DM me at mama.marriage.coach on Instagram, or Aliza Saeed on Facebook, and I would love to be able to support you. Have a great day, sending lots of love wherever you are, and see you back here next week for our next episode.